Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
It is the praise, the rhythm of living in the flow of our awesome God and the praise that we give him for this intimate, beautiful relationship that we have with the creator of all things, of life itself. Talking about holy God. Amen. Amen. Goes right there. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience. And that's what it is. It's not just a show. It's not just a broadcast. This is ministry. This is an extension of what God has, is, and I believe will continue to do in my life. And I'm just happy to have you come along and share this time with me, where we are dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. I have no need to debate with those folks on Facebook every now and then. I jump in with a conversation and they talk about this, that, and the other thing. And then as a witness for God, whether they're persuaded or not, hopefully so that they can be enlightened and be saved. But if not, we have a responsibility to declare what thus said the Lord. And then more importantly, we have to live it, beloved. So now is the time to let our mind, bodies, and souls be refreshed in our relationship with this awesome creator God that I'm talking about, that I'm living for, that I'm loving every day. And his beautiful son, Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the chosen Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Amen. Amen. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and with no apologies, and that's all in capital letters, to be the only true Savior right here on this fire gospel experience. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, here to bring you the most uplifting biblical inspiration, as well as some of the most uplifting and anointed gospel music that has ever been made and that has ever been played. I have proof. I have a library that is overflowing with at least over 1,000 submissions, and I have to keep updating it because you bless and anointed gospel artists, managers, promoters keep sending music, and I thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't thank you enough. Fire is the broadcast that will light, ignite, and fan the flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, because God is not a respected person. He doesn't care about your age, your gender, your ethnicity, your social status. He doesn't care about none of those things. Only thing that he wants is, like he told the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, God is looking for those that are willing to worship him in spirit and truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Deuteronomy 7:9. What we read of how the Bible declares about God and what he requires of us, and that is faith. Our God uses faith to determine our sincerity with him, as he demonstrates his sincerity with you and I. We are called, beloved, to live by faith and to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Faith is the great foundation of our Christian life. And this is how we please God in doing so. My special guest is here. Ooh-wee! I just need to tell y'all, Change Doula, Chief Empowerment Officer at Greater Heights Coaching, LLC, author, speaker, radio host, counselor. Now, ain't that a mouthful? My dear friend, my sister from the D. I'm not talking about Dallas. I'm not talking about Delaware. I'm not talking about Denver. No. Y'all know by now when I say the D, y'all already know what I'm talking about. Detroit. Yes, Lord. Woman of God, Tanya Bankston is here. Me and the sister go way back, and we're going to talk about some things that we need to talk about. Y'all know I love talking about relationships, so that's what we're going to key in on, and we're going to hit it from some spiritual points. I believe that's going to be a blessing to you. And then we will have word of inspiration a little bit later on in the show. So listen, you have time right now. You can go ahead and call your family members. You can call friends. You can call coworkers. You can call somebody right now that you could picture in your mind that you know needs some good godly inspiration and that they can use some of these refreshing words that will bless mind, body, and spirit as we draw closer to God. Amen. Goes right there. We've already had prayer. Y'all know we be praying on this gospel fire experience. We don't be playing with it. We asking God to come into this place, come into this studio, come into this ministry and have his way. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for overseeing this ministry and our lives. We pray that you remove anything that is displeasing in your sight. Forgive us for any and all sin that we have done, may have thought, may have unintentionally not even be aware of, so that you can use us to your glory and that we will bear much fruit. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Yes, Lord, the word of God declares to us today from Luke 4:18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, hallelujah, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. Thank you for that powerful word, Lord Jesus, because I want each and every one of y'all, starting with me first and every ear listening to this program, that this is your day of deliverance. Today is the day. Holy Spirit, God has just moved in my spirit. I'm talking about just within today to declare that this is the day of healing. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, man of God, Cecil Thornton, for letting us know through that beautiful song that we are an overcomer. But you got to believe it. You got to have knowledge of God's word. See, we don't always maybe know who we are in God. And so we just wander around, man, like spiritual vagabonds, in a sense, wandering here, wandering there, not sure who we are because we have not acquired the knowledge that we need. So what we do is we get in touch with people like my special guest, woman of God, Change Doula, Chief Empowerment Officer at Greater Heights Coaching, LLC, woman of God that is an author, speaker, radio host in her very much own right, and a counselor. I already told y'all she has done some work as former deputy clerk at Wayne County, Michigan. She has studied mental health counseling at Central Michigan University, as well as administration, as well as community development. And she is the wife of the man of God, Robert L. Bankston, Jr. I said all of that so that each one of you all can appreciate her accomplishments, because she's going to testify about some things that she went through that is just amazing. She know what it's like to be set free. She know what it's like to be held captive. And she know what it's like to be bruised and broken. But don't you know, she has been delivered. And I am so happy and glad to call her my friend, my sister in Christ. You talk about an overcomer. Let me bring her on now with no further delays and hesitations. My privilege to introduce to some and to present to everyone else, woman of God, Tanya Bankston is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Yes, Lord.
Praise
welcome,
God.
My dear sister. Welcome. You better come on in this
Praise
room.
Praise God.
How you doing?
Thank you. I'm so excited, Ron. I'm so excited. You got it fired up in here.
Lord Jesus, I'm trying to tell these folks about what it means to have anointed, spiritual-minded people in your life. It doesn't matter what gender. It doesn't matter the age difference. Because in the spirit, guess what? We are eternal beings right now. We just caught up in these flesh bodies. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
So when we find a soulmate, because listen, we need to understand soulmates are not just limited to life partners, to marital partners. Your soulmate may come as a little child, and you just waiting on them to grow up. That connection can be so spiritual. That soulmate can be somebody that you meet. And you may never walk down the aisle with them, but you have already walked down the same path that has already connected you in such a spiritual way. You are married in the spirit. I'm here to tell everybody listening to this broadcast, I have been blessed to know this young lady for several years. Finally got a chance to meet her in the flesh face to face a few years ago when I went back to Detroit to visit my beautiful daughter. And I'm trying to tell you, this woman of God is an amazing woman that has overcome trials that many people have quit before, but she has overcome again and again. So rather than let me try to build you up any further and tell your story, woman of God, Tanya Bankston, just share with us some of your story. And then we're going to get into this topic about relationships and whatever else Holy Spirit God leads us into this area, because we already know that we're not going to try to rush and cram this into one show. We're going to make this into a series. Woman of God, introduce yourself to the listeners.
Amen. Amen. Well, first, let me just say I'm so grateful and so thankful for being a part of your platform here, Ron, and just honored to be here. When I think about my story and when I think about how messy it was, and now God has transformed it from a mess to a message, it sometimes it just boggles my mind because I'm like, when you talk about messy, that's what it was. That's exactly what it was. And then I'm not saying it like I'm like the super holy, super spiritual, get it all together type person. I'm not saying that either. But what I will say is that behind every mess, there is a message that God would use if we give it to him and allow him to create in us a new spirit, right?
Amen.
One of the things
yes.
that I like to talk about is how I was raised in Detroit. I was raised in poverty. It's a whole poverty mindset that goes with being poor. And how I had a spirit about me of defeat, a spirit of defeat. And how I started out with a spirit of rejection. Everything that I saw with a rejection type mindset. So if I encountered you, I was going to encounter you already with that mindset, with that preconceived notion that you was going to reject me without even knowing me. Right? So God has delivered me. He has delivered me. He, in 2009, he blessed my spirit with what I now call R15. But at that time, I didn't know what R15 was. And R15 is basically 15 words that the Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit about restoration, rejuvenation, renewal, recharge, recreate, refocus, realignment, revive, reflection, reconnection, rejoice, revitalize, reposition, reinvention, and most importantly, redeemed. Okay?
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what he did for me and my spirit.
Jesus.
Okay,
amen.
And when I tell you every single one of those R15 words, God showed himself true in my life to make me the woman that I am today.
Amen. That's beautiful. Because when you said R15, my mind, by my military background, I'm thinking about some sort of weapon. In a military sense, but it very much is weaponry. It is something that is, I can see as ammunition that we can use not only against the devil, Lady Tanya, but against those self-doubts and those self-afflictions that we sometimes take on, even unknowingly, how we just assume certain things about ourselves that came from a negative perspective that we did not know how to free ourselves from. But that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about freeing ourselves.
Yes.
Now, I already know you spoke about poverty, and I just recently saw some of your most recent Facebook Live videos, and some of this information about your past, Tanya, I didn't even know myself. So if you'd like to just identify and share some of the other things that you have went through, whatever you're comfortable with, woman of God, so that our listeners can know that they're not the only ones that may have gone through some very hurtful situations in life, but more importantly, they be going through them right now.
Yes, yes. So let me just say this. I started out born to a mother who was 16 years old when she had me. Now, at that time, back then, when you were 16, you didn't get a TV reality show, okay?
No.
You got shunned. You got embarrassed, right? So one thing I learned, my middle name is R, and based on that upbringing, I thought R meant rejection, because my mom had this conversation with me, and she told me, she was like, Tanya, you know, I tried to abort you. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, why would you even tell me this? Why do I even need to know this? But it opened up my eyes, and it shed so much light on why, from a little girl, I always felt like I was trash. I wasn't valuable.
Jesus.
I wasn't worthy of anything. Mm-mm. And not necessarily because anybody made me feel like that, but it was a spirit. It was a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It was a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I carried that attitude and outlook about myself for a good portion of my life. And
yes,
it showed up in relationships with men. My father wasn't there. He abandoned my mother for whatever reason. But it sent a message to me that validated that I wasn't worthy.
Jesus.
Right?
Mm.
So then when I met men and selected men, I connected with that type of man who could not be there to show me the appreciation, the value, the love, the respect that a man is supposed to give to a woman. And I connected to men who abused me, who used me, who manipulated me. That was the connection that I had. I in my book, I speak of being the victim of a domestic violence relationship, and the guy would always say, well, you know, if I can't have you, nobody will have you, and I'll kill you first. And he meant every single word of that. And he took that loaded shotgun, and he put it up to my temple, and he pulled the trigger.
Jesus.
The gun did go off, okay? That was the grace of God. It wasn't my time.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
And so he pulled that trigger again, and the gun didn't go off.
Jesus.
Yes. And I remember saying, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll never return.
Wow.
And I didn't.
Mm.
But that was the start of saying, God hears my prayer. He does love me. He has made provision for me. And
I do have
a purpose for being here.
Amen. And we have angels camped around us, Lady Tanya. We have angels camped around us, protecting us.
Yes. And I just thank God for it, because my mess, so many situations, my mess, I got myself into that I had to look up and know that it was God that got me out of it, not Tanya at all.
No.
So praise God for a renewed spirit, though, being able to go before the throne and being able to say, you know, Lord, I accept you. I believe that you existed. I believe that you went to the cross. I believe.
Yeah.
And I went from being abandoned to being adopted.
Yeah.
That right there was
Jesus.
Powerful. I went from no father to eternal father.
Life-changing.
Right? Changed my life forever. Now, it took a while for me to renew my mind, right?
Okay.
Because we are charged with that. We're charged with renewing our mind and changing our belief system. But once I get hold to that, I'm like, Lord, now that I know your word, now that I know that I have that capacity to change, I will never walk the same.
Ooh. We can do all
things. I will never walk the same.
Think it, girl. Lord Jesus.
So, I mean, you know, hey, I walked that out. I walked that mindset out. I had divorce number one and divorce number two, and I had the abusive relationships. And then I went back to school, and I became a life coach, and from becoming a life coach, I was like, well, wait a minute, hold on. The majority of the people who are coming to me are coming to me who need some counseling. They need some restoration.
Yes. Come on.
Let me go back to school and let me better equip myself to help other people. And so that brings
Amen.
Me to where I
Amen.
Am right now.
Amen. The Lord will take our pain and turn it into a passion. The Lord will take our misery and turn it into a ministry. That's why I don't argue with folks that have not walked with the Lord, like the two men that said their hearts burned. They were walking on the road to Emmaus because they have not experienced God like we do. And when I see that in somebody, I learned a valuable lesson. I heard a quote somebody said that if you're having a discussion with someone that do not have, that you perceive, do not have the capability of at least considering what you have to say, whether they agree or not, just willing to hear what you have to say with a certain amount of acceptance, what is the point in continuing on with that conversation? And that makes so much sense. I've learned to just pray for folks, Tanya, instead of trying to debate with them. I commend you for the bravery that you've shown through the scars, the pain, the depression, the many, 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 many tears that you cried, because I was crying them too for different reasons. But when you spoke about that rejection, child, don't you know I lived the majority of my life with that spirit of rejection hounding me?
Yes, yes. And you know what? And it's amazing to me because all of us are looking for the same thing, love, validation, acceptance, and celebration. And it all boils down to that. For me, I know in my book, I talk about Black Eyes on My Soul. And soul is an acronym for seeking out unhealthy love.
I'm writing that down.
And I talk about that. Seeking out unhealthy love instead of going to the ultimate supreme being,
Lord,
where love, being in alignment, so we get that validation and that acceptance and that celebration. Alignment.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to tell
everything.
You, I'm gonna say this and let you finish, because, boy, we were seeking love, and then what we couldn't maybe find as love, we would accept the next closest substitute, if we had to step down or if we had to step sideways from what we normally probably thought we would accept. If rejection hangs on us too long, Tanya, it starts eroding our self-esteem. It pulls us down.
Yes.
It becomes such a weight that we start thinking, well, dang, ain't nobody going to love me. So I guess I have to take what's available, even if it hurts.
Yes, absolutely. And I've been there. I mean, I've been there so much. It's like, okay, in the book I talk about, okay, I'm going to keep it clean, but I talk about being promiscuous. And I talk about looking for love in all the right places or all the wrong places, and thinking the right place was in the bed with somebody that I wasn't married to, that wasn't my husband, that was there for his purpose. He's there for one purpose. I'm there equating the act, the sexual act, for love. And getting to that space where it's like, Lord, here I am.
Say
I'm a believer. I say I'm a believer, but yet I'm in the bed with this man, this man, this man, this man, and I don't have any business being in bed with none of them, because ain't none of them my husband, and ain't none of them loving me. Ain't none of them loving me. They getting what they getting, and still you getting up out of the bed and still feeling empty. Now you're feeling empty. Now you're feeling empty, used, ashamed, and guilty.
Yeah.
And I just got to that space. It's like, Lord, I can't do this no more.
But they was loving what you did for them, but they wasn't thinking about you like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And still, the emptiness was there. Still, that fed right into the rejection. That fed right into seeking out more unhealthy love in all the wrong places.
So is that why a lot of women... Lord Jesus, we right there, sister girl. I was getting ready to ask you, so is that why a lot of women complain about being stuck in the cycle of picking the same guy over and over, just a different name and a different face? It's because something inside of me will not elevate beyond what the mistakes I've already done in the past. I keep making the same mistakes because I think that it's not me, it's them. So, woman of God, how do we go about the business like the scripture says, let a man or a woman, speaking in a general sense, examine himself? How, with your coaching experience, with your life experience, can you share with us, how do we go about the very painful, sometimes painful process of being able to examine ourselves to see how much of this pain is actually being self-induced because of my poor choices?
Ooh-wee. So one of the best ways is to just stop, clear out all of the outside noises, okay, and deal with yourself. I had to look in the mirror. I had to look at the ugly part of me. I had to do some mirror work. I had to make that determination and have that understanding that, okay, you're with man A, man B, man C, man D, and the list goes on. The bottom line is, who is the common denominator with all of those men? They don't know each other. Who's the common denominator? And when I discovered that that common denominator is me, I had to stop and ask myself, okay, why are you continuing to connect with people who are unavailable to you, who cannot get to know you beyond going to bed with you?
Lord Jesus.
Who are not interested, they don't have no interest in getting to know you, to love you.
No,
they have interest
no.
just where you are, right here, right now.
Yeah, yeah. That's it, right there. Come on, woman. Come on, woman of God.
And you, it hurt. That hurt. That was a hardcore reality. But
okay,
I'm like,
but
if
let me
you
jump
want
in.
The pain to end, if you want the pain to end, you got to make some decisions to do some things different.
Okay. Now, whoop, Jesus, you just all ahead of my questions, Lady Tanya, because I was getting ready to ask you, how do we break the illusion of this time it's going to be different and then still doing the same thing? How do we break that? Because, see, a lot of people have not made the connection. They are still looking externally for answers that are internal.
Woo! You break the connection by doing something different. I know there was I'm not going to say the author's name, but there was a book that came out a few years ago that was saying, wait 90 days or something like that.
Don't say his name. Don't
I
say
would
his
say
name.
Wait longer than 90 days.
Oh,
okay,
Lord Jesus.
Let's get to the
Amen.
Core. Men are hunters.
Yeah, you tell the
men
truth.
Men are hunters.
You tell the truth.
You know, stop
Amen.
Giving up the cookies. Stop giving
stop
up
it.
The cookies. When you understand
Amen.
Your value
oh,
and
no.
you understand your worth, you don't have to settle. You don't have to settle. You make a determination of what your non-negotiables are.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Make that determination.
Amen.
I just asked a client just yesterday, I said, if the right man, God's anointed man for your life, showed up today, would you, A, would you recognize him? I'm not talking about
Lord.
His physical physique. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about would you recognize
Jesus.
His character? Would you recognize his ability? Would you recognize his anointing that's in alignment with God's word for your life? Would you
Amen.
Recognize
Amen.
It? That's part
Amen.
A.
Amen.
Part B is, if you recognize it, do you have a safe space in your life to nurture the relationship in a healthy way.
Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, woman of God. You just said a whole mouthful right there.
You know, I mean, in a healthy way.
Yeah, yeah. Can I share something with you before I lose my point? Because my memory ain't young as it used to be.
Yes.
We're talking about sexual relationships because that's real. That's a reality. It's something that church folk don't talk about because we still portraying this image and we still want to be respected as honorable. But I'm going to share this to you. I don't know if you know this or not, and I'm getting ready to open up this trap of men not communicating, because I'm going to tell you one thing, Lady Tanya. You know I've written two books, one for the sisters, Listen to the Man, Think for Yourself, and the other one, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose, based on my experience, but based upon not just my personal experience, but based upon my experiences with other men. Y'all be wondering why we don't talk. That's a whole nother show right there. But what I found out is that the reason that men are so caught up in having sex is because so many men have not discovered how to love themselves.
Yes.
Sex is a substitute for what they don't have within themselves.
And that's the exact opposite of us. I mean, but it still gets down to the core, the very core.
Mm-hmm. They haven't learned
to love themselves, and we're looking for someone to love us.
And both of us are settling. We are not reaching, like Paul said, for the prize. Because once, woman of God, Tanya, she just said so much in such a short time. I don't want y'all to miss this because I heard her. I told her before the broadcast, she said, what are we going to talk about? I told her, I said, whatever Holy Spirit God leads us, and he's leading us right now. Because I'm trying to tell y'all right now that if you connect with somebody on all of those other areas outside the bedroom, mentally, emotionally, and of course spiritually, you ain't got to worry about the bedroom. Everything else is going to fall right in line. I promise you it will.
Yes.
Y'all hold your thought right there. Lady Tanya, don't go nowhere. You told me you don't have nothing else to do right now, and I'm going to have to keep you here a little bit longer because I'm following Holy Spirit God's leading. And here's woman of God, Tamika Fearby. We're letting you all know God is faithful. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit later in the broadcast from Deuteronomy 7 and 9. So get your Bible. God is faithful. And I don't care what you are going through, because look, you are listening to a brother and a sister right now that have been through so much, it could be a lifetime movie. What this woman of God had been through, I promise you, I'm going to get in touch with my TV producers and see if we cannot put her story on Lifetime. And then right after hers, guess what? Y'all going to watch mine too. But in the meantime, here's woman of God, Tamika Fearby, letting you know, and this is God talking, I am with you.
Through the day and the night, it will be all right. Just look up, it's a new day. Move forward and you'll be okay. Thank you.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where we are giving you some show enough sanctified, realist, biblical inspiration, information that you can use if you apply it. We just want you to carry these words of inspiration and knowledge with you so that you can apply them as you see they fit your life. You know how you ladies, you know how you just go to the shoe store, you like a certain style, but if it don't fit right, I don't care what it look like. It's got to feel good as well as look good. We're giving you something that's going to feel good, fit right, and then I promise you it's going to look good. Sounds of Woman of God, Gospel Artist Tamika Ferbey here, letting you know that God says, I am with you. Woman of God, Tanya Bankston. I think those are the words that carried me through so many devastating traumas of feeling unloved by my own family as a child. Never knew my father. Me and my brother had sibling issues. He was bigger than me, older than me, so he didn't care too much about me. I think he felt like that I had stolen mama from him. I thank God for the peace and restoration that exists between me and my brother, Reverend Reginald C. Maddox. Now, he's been through some trials. I'm sure his life will be a wonderful television program as well. But then going through school, like you said, feeling like I have to present myself in such a way where that painful part of me was put in the back, and I was allowed to let the true me out and be free and be happy, because I had to go back to a cold, dark home that it was not loving, and then to be able to go through marriages that were not successful at all. Now, listen, to all of my listeners out there that know, or if you were in a past relationship with me, I am not here to bang on you. I am not here to put you down. But what I'm saying is that, Lady Tanya, there's information about people that we're not privy to until after commitments are made. I'm going to be in this relationship with you exclusively. I'm going to be engaged to you, and then I'm going to marry you. And then all of a sudden, we started finding out information that should have been spoken about and known prior to the commitments. But what we have, Lady Tanya, is we have individuals that are intentionally withholding the darker sides of who they are, the less desirable parts of their behavior that they keep to themselves, because no man is going to come out and say, man, look, you are so attractive, you are so beautiful, I'm going to beat you down to the ground until you say my name. He's not going to do that. He's going to come with Mr. Smooth, and the lady's going to come with Miss Brickhouse and try to pull you in. And this is known in so many circles as narcissism. There are people out there, Lady Tanya, that the Bible says that even the devil, if it were not for Holy Spirit God, that the devil will masquerade as an angel of light. And his disciples are out there right now with this narcissistic behavior that are pretending to be just as kind and loving as you and I and everybody else that love God and that follows Jesus. But it's just a front. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. Can you share with us maybe some signs, some red flags that we need to pay attention to while we're praying, while we're dating, while we're thinking about giving ourselves to individuals in a very exclusive and intimate way? Before we do that, what can we do to safeguard ourselves?
Oh, that's a loaded question, and it's a powerful question. But you know what? Here's the thing, though. Everything that the enemy does, it's already been done. He can't create anything new. All he can do is repackage old things. He's not a creator. He is a liar and a deceiver. But the Holy Spirit is that power that we have from on high to teach us all things and bring all things into our remembrance. And I think that that's so important, because oftentimes, and I just said this earlier today, we are so quick to jump in the bed with somebody. We're so quick to do that, that we don't take time to listen. People people gonna play their hand.
Yeah.
All we need to do is just listen and give it enough time. Give it some time. You know how on a computer we download some stuff and we upload some other things? It's the same way. God is, he doesn't leave us like out there, just out there in the open like sheep that's unprotected. We can get downloads from the Holy Spirit on a regular basis, dropping into our spirit what we need to know to say, uh-uh, don't go that way. Don't go that way. But when we have so much outside noise and so much outside clutter, we're not able to do that. So when you talk about narcissism, and this is not to provide counseling or anything like that, it's just to provide some psychoeducation. You know, there's a thing as a narcissistic personality disorder. And
that's
generally a person who has this, like, grandiose sense of themselves, a sense of importance. They tend to exaggerate their achievements and their talents. And they expect to be be recognized by other people as superior, you know, and they want people, they have this preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success or power or brilliance or beauty. So it's like they want people, they have this really, really strong need for admiration. But here's one big key. They lack empathy for other people. They lack empathy for other people. They can't put themselves in other people's shoes to feel other people's pain. So that right there is like a major red flag. You know, you want me to see you as this person that's super special, super unique, that can only be understood by other people on that same level, and yet you don't have empathy for people. You know what I'm saying? That those are some big, big signs. So sometimes we need to just kind of like slow down, pump the brakes.
We don't like that.
Listen. Listen.
Not slow down.
Because
not slow down.
Yeah.
Not slow down.
Yeah, slow down. Because look, people gonna tell you about themselves.
But she's saying all the right things. He's doing all the right things. He just tickles my fancy. When he walk in the room, I melt like butter whenever I hear her voice. This has got to be real. What we do is we fall under the illusions. We let our feelings exaggerate reality, and then we'll say that it's spiritual. Oh, Jesus, I know I just said something.
Yes, yes, yes. But, I mean, if you try the spirit, by the spirit, God will always line up the situation with his word. If it's a godly situation, it's going to line up.
Yeah, that's true. Now, this is the thing. I need to go back because, you know, you said that we're so prone to just jump into a sexual relationship. And I believe that's because we live in such this speed-oriented society. Waiting is just ridiculous. And every time we look up, society is finding a new way. They had ATM machines. Well, now, before you don't have to wait in line. You don't even have to get outside your car. You could just go to the little machine and then take care of your business. You ain't got to stand in line. You ain't got to be in front of, behind some rude people popping gum and all that. But now they say, okay, that's not enough. Now all you got to do is just tap your card, and that'll speed it up even more. So when you're talking about wait, we so used to getting an instant solution, it seems like we would rather feel good than to know good.
Oh, yes, that is so true. That is so true. But here's the thing. Instant works with everything but humans. It doesn't work with
us. You're so right. I hope y'all heard that.
It doesn't work with us. We're not one-dimensional. We're not.
Uh-uh.
We're multifaceted, multidimensional. You can think one dimension, like say, for example, my spiritual component is healthy and in place. But then there's that other dimension, that emotional, that mental dimension that's out of whack. We're multidimensional.
Yeah.
So,
and when something
when
something is out of place, we have a tendency to skip over it because that's messing up the illusion rather than going back and seeing what that something is. Because if it's real, it don't need to be denied. If you got a lump somewhere in your body, you can rub it and put alcohol on it all day long. But if that lump is still there over time, that is evidence that something needs proper attention and not to be just looked over and not taken seriously. So we need to be able to just stop letting our emotions tell us everything is okay, and then we mislabel it as spiritual discernment. I'm going to say this, too. I'm going to jump back to what we were talking about, Lady Tanya, about narcissistic people. These are people that lack empathy. My understanding about them is that this disorder originates from a severe trauma that happens early in their childhood, either mentally, physically, emotionally, or sexually. And what that does is that trauma has interrupted their proper emotional, mental, and I'm going to say spiritual development, because they're so wounded now, they see the world through jaded eyes. Their pain runs so deep now, it's every man for himself, dog eat dog, and they can justify hurting other people if they feel like your hurt is for my good. And I understand, mm-hmm. too, Lady Tanya, that's powerful. That is so powerful right there, because we don't understand.
Yes.
There's certain people out there that are like this, that are walking around unsupervised, unmedicated, and undocumented, but they are pretending to be just like everybody else just so that they can pull you into their web, because that's what it is. I have also heard that there are emotional vampires. Because they have this great pain, they have the inability to generate their own self-worth. So what they do is, like you said, they need accolades. They need admiration to fill this void that they are unable to fill themselves. And I've heard them called emotional vampires.
Yes. And exploitative, they like to take advantage of other people to achieve his or her own goal. They
feel that empathy. And feel good while they're inflicting pain, because in their mind it's justified.
Absolutely.
They feel like, well, you left yourself open and I'm getting what I want, so I feel good. Shame on you. I don't feel your pain. All I feel is what I got from you.
Absolutely. But, I mean, think of it like a spectrum, because so oftentimes in our society, just based on how society is set up now, a lot of people, just with social media, if you think about it, like social media and somebody who is constantly on social media taking selfies and posting 100,000 selfies in a day, that person can have some narcissism, but is it to an extreme on the spectrum to say that it's a personality disorder? Probably not, but there's some narcissistic behavior. So I think one of the biggest keys is the lack of empathy for other people, utilizing other people for their own good without no type of remorse, no type of recourse for how other people feel about the situation, and always having that need for admiration and
always
to look good.
Yeah.
And to exaggerate, those right there are like farther on that spectrum that could probably get a clinical diagnosis really, really easy.
Amen. And let me say this too. If you see, two things come to my mind. If you see a Jekyll and Hyde personality, they are so publicly kind and gracious and just very polite and social, But then when they get behind doors, you see a totally different person that's mean, aggressive, abrupt. And then if the relationship starts out with flowers and candy and roses and opening up the door, and then you gradually see a decline in the behavior, this can be male or female, of course. It's not just man-orientated. A lot of men get this put on them, but if you're not aware, narcissism runs on both genders. It is an equal opportunity employer disorder. You see a decline in the behavior, because what is known is it's called love bombing, to seduce you, to sway you in, to get your affection hooked on what they do, they will lavish you with gifts, with compliments, with their time, with everything that they see, because guess what? They have mirrored your behavior. They have went into conversations just for the sake of information gathering so that they can find out what you like, and then guess what they're going to do? They're going to portray what you like so that you'll think that they're the one. But please remember, it's a portrayal. Woman of God, hold on for one more minute. Lady Tanya, I told you I was going to steal your way for the day. I told you I was going to steal your way. It took so long for me to get you. Now that I got you, I'm going to hold on to you. We're going to have another music break because I need to let my listeners marinate on all this beautiful, truthful conversation that we're having, because, listen, we want y'all to be free. This is the day and the time. I already gave y'all the scripture from Luke 4:18 where the Lord has declared that today is the day for your healing, for your freedom, for your growth, so that you can be set free, because God hears your pain. We already heard a woman of God, Tamika Freeby, say, I'm with you. God knows what you're going through. But just like God asked the man that laid at the well for 39 years, do you want to be made whole, or do you want to just keep holding on to your pain? Here's man of God, Danny Gokley, letting you know the two greatest commandments is to love the Lord your God and to love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, love people, and God will do great mighty things for you.
We're going to have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo!
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Tanisha Collins, happily married wife of 27 years, best-selling author, speaker, marriage coach, and child of the Most High God. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, and strength over marriages with the spirit of worship, praise, and thanksgiving for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, please contact me via email at mrstanishacollins@gmail.com. To view dates and times for my teaching ministry, to browse my selection of books and services, or to book me for your next event, visit my website, tanishacollins.com. That's TENISHA Collins.com. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and your co-workers by telling them about Fire. It's all about kingdom building.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. Tanisha Collins has written a phenomenal book regarding the sexual intimacies between married people. You can go to my Fire Facebook page and get that information. She has a phenomenal book. She has been my guest. I'm looking forward to having her come back so that we could talk more about relationships, because relationships are connected to everything that we do, whether it is a social relationship, business relationship, community relationship, or whether it is an intimate relationship. It is the key to so many different things in our lives. We are best equipped and better able to enjoy life when we understand all of the different dynamics that exist in relationships, knowing how to build healthy relationships, knowing where the red flags end, and then as people of God that do great and mighty things through Holy Spirit God working in us, working the miracles. We are miracle workers. If you believe it, if you don't believe it, then guess what? You'll never work a miracle. But if you know that you have power running through your veins, running through your toes, running through your fingers, running through your hair follicles, amen. Bible declares with God all things are possible. So if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. But for those of us that believe that God has blessed us to be wonderful miracle workers as instruments of His power, not our power, like woman of God Tanya said, it's not Tanya, like man of God myself, Ron, said, it's not Ron. It's Holy Spirit God, God Almighty working through us as His vessels, and we are blessed to be chosen. So woman of God, before I let you discuss your book, because I want my listeners to dig and delve deeper into your ministry, to your mindset, to the wonderful words of inspiration, information, and knowledge that you share in your book, I would love for you to talk about purpose and destiny, because once we get free from our past, once we discover that our pain can be used as part of God's divine plan, He didn't just let us go through what we went through. We went through that pain, so now that we know intimately what it's like to hurt, to feel depression, to feel anxiety, because now we can minister as well-adapted people because we have gone through it. Can you share with us what it is that a person needs to do to discover their purpose, which will lead them to their destiny? How do we find out what God wants us to do and how God wants us to live? How do we find the visions? How do we find our destiny?
That is a great question, and I get that almost daily. One of the things that I always suggest is first to start by taking an assessment. Think about the things that you do naturally. Think about the things that you do without ease. You know, like for one person, it can be like drawing or painting. For somebody else, it can be writing. For somebody else, it could be to have a comforting spirit in terms of people coming to you and just feeling safe to talk to you and know that you're going to listen and provide like sound doctrine, those type of things. So take an assessment of those things that you do with ease, with comfort, the type of activities that you can lose all sense of time, all track of time, the things that you can do if you never got paid, but you would absolutely love doing them. You would be good at doing them. Those are the things that kind of like steer you in that direction. So then once you do that, it's always a good idea to get an assessment. You can go to a career counselor, like they're therapists who specialize in counseling, and you can do an assessment. They have official assessments that can say, yes, you would be good in this area, this career, this occupation, you know, and that can help tighten it up. Of course, always praying, meditating, God will show you. He's not going to have you ignorant. He's going to have you anointed and appointed. And then
that's
right. It's all about once you get that answer, then getting up in alignment. What do you need to do to become that person with that purpose and that passion to get in alignment? It might need going back to school. It might need connecting to someone who's already doing what you're doing. Definitely you want to pray, definitely. But sometimes I think people just say, I'm going to pray about it, and they don't do anything else.
Yeah.
And that's not scripture, because faith without works is dead. So you pray about it, of course. But it might mean that you need to go back to school also.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. That's an area that you are very well qualified to speak on, going back to school. I saw your video. I know your history. I know who I'm talking to. Tell them about it, woman of God.
And I mean, for that, because I have some people who say to me, they're like, are you still in school? You're always in school. But I am a lifelong learner. I plan to for the rest of my life. That doesn't necessarily mean linear education, like college courses or whatever, but it always means acquiring updated knowledge.
Yeah. What was that phrase that you used? I can't remember the whole phrase, but you said that you have a certain type of tension. I need to write that down. What's that tension that I believe you said your pastor brought to your attention, or he spoke on it?
My bishop said that, and I said, my bishop said creative tension. You have that creative tension where you're uncomfortable in that space that you're in. It's like, I don't know exactly what needs to change, but I know something needs to change. I know that I'm not in my most productive space. I'm not in alignment. I need to do more. I need to gain more clarity and more focus. And that creative tension is that uneasiness that you have. You know, that discomfort. It's like, okay, I've been at this job for 10 years. I already know that I know that I've mastered the job, that I'm not getting any type of satisfaction, and it's just not serving me anymore. You know, I'm starting to feel uneasy and discomfort. That's that creative tension.
And that from examining ourselves comes from a spiritual origin and not a fleshly carnal origin or an external origin. That's why we have to know ourselves, because our spirit speaks to us. Our spirit will sometimes have to grab hold of our emotions and say, go sit down in the corner. And then talk to our mind apart from our emotions, trying to influence, because our emotions are meant to be for our good. They're not to take the lead. The emotions are the ones that say, hey, you need to take attention, or hey, that was real good, or hey, you need to do something about it. The emotions were never intended to take the driver's seat. That's why our spirit confers with our mind. How can two walk together
except
they be agreed? That's why our spirit confers with our mind. How can two walk together if they agree? So that our emotions can say, okay, now emotions, we heard what you have to say. Now you come on and join us, but you're going to have to stay in your place.
That's right. And I often tell people, look at something, make a sound decision without the emotion. I had a client just recently say to me, well, Tanya, how do I separate the emotion from it? And I said, well, a simple way is take a piece of paper, put one side pros, the other side cons, or positive, negative, assets, deficits, you know, whatever adjective you want to use. Look at it at the bottom line, not with a whole bunch of emotional attachment to it, just matter of fact facts. And then once you have that list, then take it there and say, okay, now let me develop a strategy, let me develop a plan, let me pray over this, let me find some scriptures that can support what these facts are saying, you know, let me get God's approval on it and make sure it's in alignment with it.
Amen.
And then take it to that next level. But
amen.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, that's right. Let us always be mindful to bring God into the picture. Go ahead.
Absolutely. 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 Because I know, for me, I've been guilty of just the opposite. I will take something. I'm super, super excited about it. I'm fired up. I'm like, okay, I got my strategy. I got my plan. And I'm gone. It's like, woo, running with it. And it's like, whoa, man, it's tough to break. Did you talk to God about it? Did you find out if this is his will? Did you find out all of this energy and expense that you're putting into it, that this is his purpose for you? You know, only to get halfway through and it's like, well, Lord, I missed it. I blew it. I just was not in alignment for me from you. This was all Tanya right here. This was all Tanya.
Yeah. Keep it real. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, it's all about making sure that creative tension and that creative energy that you have is in alignment. But like you said, you're not being driven by emotions only. Because emotions only will get you in a lot of trouble.
Yes, they will. Yeah. Yeah, like I used to hear him say at the 12-step meeting, my emotions, I'm allergic sometimes to my emotions because whenever my emotions rise up, I break out in handcuffs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna let that one set in. It went by some of my listeners.
exactly. So yeah, I would say definitely those are some ways to start to find out what your purpose is and how to get in that alignment and make sure that it's what God's will for your life is. Take an assessment of who you are right now. We got to dig deep. We have to think back, like, who did God say I was before people start telling me, you can't do that.
Ouch.
That's not possible.
Yes.
That's been tried before. You messed up before. Sometimes we have to go back and see what our dreams and our thoughts and our desires was before we start listening to all of those dream stealers, prayer haters, and naysayers.
Amen. I love it. I told you, woman of God, you see how it worked out that you didn't have a client right about this time? Because this time, this place, and I told you, you're the person for us to discuss this healing campaign that we are just starting off right now for everybody that's listening to this program that is going to share this with somebody else they know. We are proclaiming healing in the beautiful, precious name of Jesus. He already said in Luke 4:18, yeah, he said he is here to preach the gospel, to set people free, to heal them and to deliver them and to let them know that they are loved. This is the care of God. This is why we're talking about God being so faithful, woman of God. You have blessed us. I will be in touch with you so that we can continue this series. If Holy Spirit God give you a title for this series, it might be a book. It might be a series that we may want to carry to YouTube. So if you get a title for this series, or if I get a title for this series, we're going to let people know now is the time for the healing. Amen. Woman of God.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. I need you to share about your book. Please tell us about your book. Give us some information on how my listeners can get copies of this latest book that you are promoting right now, where you're talking about being reinvented. And then eventually, over the course of the series, we will get to the other books where you co-authored. But right now, I'm just feeling in my spirit that my listeners would really be benefited by your recent book, where you talk about being reinvented. Share with us how my listeners
yes.
can purchase, download, and get their own copy of this book so that they can start the healing process.
Yes. Okay. So my book, The Art of Reinvention, Transforming Brushstrokes into a Living Masterpiece. So basically, this book right here is a it's part journal, it's part biography. I talk about intimate details of some messy stuff that I went through. And I did it in a way because I wanted the reader to go on a journey with me. I wanted the reader to see if she can put all of these sore details out there and she can heal
yeah.
from it. She can mm-hmm. heal beyond the shame, the embarrassment, and the guilt. Then I can identify with this story and I know that I can heal from it too. So I
yeah.
actually...
Yeah.
Take them through journal prompts and things like that so that they know this is doable. Healing is doable. It can happen. It's on Amazon, but they can also go to my website, www.changedoula.com. And actually,
Amen.
It's a journal. Those brush strokes are those difficult life experiences that we all have. We all have them. We're the living
Amen.
Masterpiece.
So do.
When we take mm-hmm. and rearrange those brushstrokes so that our beauty shows from the inside out.
Mm.
That's it right there.
I love that quote that you give, how you say how the brushstrokes can become a masterpiece. Amen. That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yes. So, our brushstrokes can be rearranged because we all grow through them. We all go through them, but we have to learn to grow through them.
Yeah. Amen. Woman of God, I know you do your Facebook Lives. Is there a set time? Or do you just do your Facebook Live whenever you feel moved or prompted by Holy Spirit God? If there's a set time, share with us. I would like for you to share all of your personal information. There may be somebody that may need some counseling, and they may need it virtually. They may not be in the Detroit area where they can come to your office with all of course, with your COVID-19 restrictions in place, mask and all that, social distancing. They may need you on a virtual. They may be in Alaska somewhere. They may be over in China, France. This broadcast is blessed to be syndicated on 6 worldwide, global, national networks. This is going to reach so many people. You're going to have to hire a couple secretaries to keep up with it, okay, with the feedback that you're going to
get.
I'm letting you know right now, you may have to hire some more counselors to help Greater Height Coaching LLC. Because, listen, the work that you're doing, God is breathing on it. He's got his hands on it. He's not going to let you just sit up in a corner somewhere on the east side of Detroit and be okay. No, he wants you to take your life experience. That's why he let you go through it, woman of God. You didn't just suffer just for the sake of suffering. You're not a martyr.
Yes.
Jesus already died for us. We are the victorious ones when we wake up and realize that. That's when we'll see great and mighty things done. So if you'll share whatever personal information you like, be it phone number, website, Facebook information, Twitter, whatever you got going on, my listeners are waiting right now with pen and paper to write it down.
Yes. Okay. So on all social media platforms, I am Coach T. Bankston. Twitter, I'm on all of them. Coach T. Bankston. And my website is CoachTBankston.com or changedoula.com. So with life coaching, I can coach someone from around the world. With counseling, that's different. I only have counseling clients in the state of Michigan. So,
amen.
Contact me, and we will discuss whatever your particular situation is, and we will get you. I have other life coaches connected to me, and we reach out to people around the world. That's changedoula.com. And then my email address is coachpbankston@gmail.com.
Amen. Now, before I let you go, woman of God, because I do have some old heads in the room, and I don't want you talking about, ooh, she talk about she a doula. See, and I would like a deeper understanding and definition of what is a doula. What is a woman of God? What is a change doula? What is that? Who is that?
Okay. So a doula goes back thousands of years. Doulas are birthing coaches. Doulas actually help women in the birthing process, different from
Amen.
A midwife. So let's not
okay.
get it confused with a midwife. A doula
Amen.
Is responsible for the comfort of the mother. Now, a change
Amen.
Doula, you shouldn't hear anybody else using that because that is my, that's me. I am the change
Uh-oh.
Doula. And so what I
See
do
that?
Is I am a reinvention labor support coach. I help women over the age of 40 give birth to their dreams, their goals, and their visions. So that's
Amen.
What I do as a change doula. I'm helping women while they are birthing. We all
that's
know
right.
birth is, it's labor. It's
it
painful.
Is. It is.
I'm helping in that process. One push at a time.
I love it. I love when I see the revelation of how God has already prepared to put things together, because everything up to this very day, date, and time, woman of God, has fell right into the appointed time for you and I to have this kingdom
yes.
collaboration and fellowship so that we can share with our listeners. I definitely want to give a shout out to my other sister in Christ in Detroit, Dr. Crystal Lawson Easton. I've been chasing her for a couple of years. Looking forward to having you, woman of God, join me on this platform. I want to thank you all for having me on your platform on Brushstrokes some time ago.
Yes.
It's been a few years. I just want y'all to know I'm still connected to you all. Dr. Crystal Lawson Easton, get with me so that you can be a part
yes.
of this awesome move of God as we talk about health, healing, deliverance, restoration, redemption, reconciliation, and then finally be
yep.
able to claim victory over those things that the devil intended to not only defeat us, but to destroy us. We are more than conquerors in our Lord Jesus. Woman of God, Tanya, woo, girl, you know you my bestest friend in the whole wide world when it comes to sisters in Christ. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You already know that. I'm going to love you, pray for you, keep you in your prayers. And everything else, I'm just happy and excited about what we're doing right now. Look forward for us to continue this conversation sometime in the future. Sooner the better, woman of God. Come on with it.
Yes. And let me just correct you on one thing in love.
Okay.
It's been almost 15 years that you and I have been knowing each other, just so
it
you
has,
know.
It has not been that long. It can't be
yes,
that long.
Yes, it has. Yes.
Lord
yes,
Jesus.
It has.
That's right. You know what? Because I've been in Pine Bluff for 14 years. You're so right.
Yes.
I can't
yes.
believe it. I cannot believe it. Wow. Time waits on no one. That's why I'm so glad
That's
that
right.
one of the gifts that come with salvation is eternal life. A lot of people don't understand eternal life. It doesn't start when this body is done and then we soar off to heaven. When you accept Jesus Christ, you have just entered into an eternal relationship. The Word of God tells us before we were even created, before the foundations of the world, God already knew who was going to accept him. We were already saved even before we were created. So thank you, woman of God. I appreciate you correcting me. I didn't know it's been that long. But you know what? True friends stay forever. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Woman of God, I'm talking about Change Doula. Chief Empowerment Officer at Greater Heights Coaching, author, speaker, radio host, counselor, and all-around blessed, anointed woman of God, Tanya Bankson, was right here on fire the Gospel Experience. Don't worry, she'll be back. Bless you, woman of God. Love you in Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about us coming together as the people of God to do every good thing that God has anointed you to do, called you to do. I'm talking to everybody out there that you know you sitting on your gift. Holy Spirit, God, have been burning in your spirit, have been leading and guiding you, disturbing in your sleep, won't let you fully concentrate while you're trying to watch One Life to Live and Guiding Light and General Hospital. And you know you need to be stepping out on faith so that God can use those gifts that he gave you. He gave you those gifts for his glory, and then he gave you those gifts to be a blessing to somebody else, because when you bless somebody else, it's going to bless your spirit, it's going to increase your reward, it's going to give God more glory, and God is going to smile and shine on you so much so that you better be ready for those blessings that if you try to shake them, press them down, they'll still be running over in your bosom. It'll be so many blessings in your life, in your spirit, in your mind, in your well-doing, even in your intentions, that you would be so full of God and his great mercy and goodness that you'll have to share it with somebody else. You'll hurt yourself if you try to hold it all in. Amen. Amen. I just love y'all in Jesus. And here's woman of God, Jaden King. I'm sending y'all new music that these people just keep blessing me with. I promise you, listen. The deeper you go into this God relationship, it won't matter who else is praising God. Just like woman of God, Jaden King is about to tell y'all and sing about right now. You will be praising God with your own voice. You can be all by yourself, and you'll shout from the mountaintops.
Waiting on a new wave of glory. Listening for someone to tell their story. Here and now, I'm gonna tell it with my own voice. It's been some hurt and sometimes been painful.
Minister Althea M. Richardson, life coach, podcaster, and founder of Wove Ministries, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to contact me for spiritual counseling, mentoring, and encouragement to take control of your life and grow to another level. You can contact me by phone at area code 346-298-3119, on Facebook at Althea, which is A-L-T-H-E-A-M, Richardson, M-A, or Wove, W-O-V-E, Inspiration. You can also email me at woveinspiration@gmail.com. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. God bless.
Welcome in to this place. We need you in this place. Make us new in this place, Jesus. Wrap your arms around me. No bondage set us free. I'm desperate, don't ever leave, Jesus. Your love has captured me. Your grace has covered me. Your spirit surrounding me. I'm hooked on you, Jesus. You're never failing, always prevailing. To me, you're caring. I'm hooked on you, Jesus. Take control in this place. Cleanse our souls in this place. Make us whole in this place, Jesus. Forgive us for our mistakes. Speak to me face to face. This is the day that you have made, Jesus. Say your love has captured me.
Your grace
has covered me.
Your spirit
surrounding me.
I'm hooked on you,
Jesus.
You're
never failing.
Always
prevail.
Caring,
is your love. Your love, I promise you, I am hooked on you, Jesus, ever since that day that you came into my life, even through the difficult and hard times that were so challenging to try to even understand. I realized that if I just hold on to your holy hand, that eventually you would make a way. Amen. We're talking about the faithfulness of God on this Fire Gospel Experience. Deuteronomy 7 and 9 and Psalms 36 and 5 will be our scripture references. Deuteronomy 7 and 9 says, "Know therefore that Jehovah thy God, he is God, the faithful God, who keepeth covenant and loving kindness with them that love him, and keep his commandments to a thousand generations." Amen. And then I believe in the original language that word thousand means thousand generations, which is another way of saying eternity. And then Psalm 36 and 5, reading from the American Standard Version of the Bible, says, "Thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, is in the heavens. Thy faithfulness reaches unto the skies." What we first hear about our awesome God is that we need to know, yes, not wonder or let our minds drift or be carried away by idle thoughts or torrid circumstances. We are called to a mental vigilance to safeguard and keep our knowledge of God where we can always build our hope and confidence in him. Psalms 103 says, 100 chapter 3rd verse says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." So although those who choose to not believe in God make the claims of freedom and self-expression, it's to their own demise. The Bible declares that we were made by God for his own good pleasure, purposes, and particulars, all according to his own divine will. The word of God continues from Deuteronomy 7:9. It says, "He is God, the faithful God, who keepeth covenant and loving kindness." Yes, that's what we're talking about, God's faithfulness. "For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone, the mighty, almighty God. He is God, and besides him, there is no other God." Amen. The scriptures confirm it again and again about the exclusive uniqueness and exclusivity of God. He alone is God. There is no other God. There is no other being like God. Amen. Psalms 86 and 10 says, "For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." So, our supreme being God is all exclusive in his very and totally unique existence, because there is and never has been ever anyone like him. So he then answers to no one, and yet he shows grace towards the very ones that he made and created by entering into covenants, which is agreements, which is a lease or a signed contract. And I'm telling y'all, the proof of God's sincerity towards us, his people in covenant, is demonstrated in his loving kindness. Amen. Psalms 103rd verse, 4th chapter says, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." So that lets us know, if God doesn't do anything else for us, beloved, he has redeemed us from destruction, from judgment, from the unholy acts of our lives, behavior, and even our thoughts, and has crowned us with something that we never could have ever deserved, his loving kindness and his tender mercies. He has so much mercy for us. He said, "I don't want to judge them. I just want to just see where their heart is." And he has the transparent ability to look beyond our flesh and bone and see the very intent of our hearts. His work of salvation, beloved, is evidenced by his loving kindness by not punishing us for our unrepentant disobedience and sin. Lord, we thank you. Psalms 36:7 says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wing. Hallelujah. Once we become enlightened to the truthful knowledge of God's hand of loving kindness to us, who was when he gave him the credit that is due to his holy name. Amen. With them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And then finally, Psalms 36:5 says, your love, God, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. This is the unlimited capacity that God has within himself. The word of God declares that God is love. So if you're looking for a definition, there it is right there. And then you say, Brother Ron, how can you go be more descriptive than that? Because his loving kindness demonstrates it through the seasons of your life. All you have to do is reflect back on times when you were going through whatever it is you were going through. And then in time, you'll believe and understand that there are things that could have happened to you that God prevented. Amen. I'm not talking about because of the result of what you did. I'm talking about just how the devil, how wicked and narcissistic people came after you and God prevented them, just like Job. The Bible declares even the devil himself told God, look how you have built a hedge around him. God is not a respecter of persons. He builds hedges around each and every one of us to whom he demonstrates his loving kindness. He's faithful to do that. So that when we do go through trials, tribulations, and troubles, guess what? It's for a reason. It's not even personal. I had to learn that for myself, beloved. God is not forgetful. He's faithful. He's letting us go through trials and circumstances because he has a great master plan for your life, for my life, and for everyone that puts his trust in him. That he will say one day, look, now you're qualified. Because, see, God don't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. And I'm the one to tell you that, yes, sometimes those qualifications very often come through pain, disappointment, and a stirring of our soul where God can say, now you're ready because you have been touched by so much pain and infirmity. Now let me put the healing balm of my word and my spirit in you and on you. And now you have a heart that is just like our Lord Jesus. God is faithful. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, Tanya Bankson, for coming in and starting off this brand new series, which I've never done on this Fire Gospel Experience before. She's going to be back. We're going to continue this conversation. If you're out there and you have a suggestion for this healing series ministry, why don't you get in touch with me? Ron E. Jefferson, right there on Facebook. Send me a message. If you're a gospel artist, minister, preacher, you want to be a part of this platform, you don't even have to have a big title. If you got an anointing and calling, get in touch with me. I'd love for you to be my special guest on this platform. Send me an email, a message, RonaldJefferson1 at AOL. For all you gospel artists looking for a platform for your anointed music to be played, send me that MP3 music to RonaldJefferson1 at AOL.com. And just like all of these anointed gospel artists that you heard on this Fire Gospel Experience, I'll play your music too. I give you all the credit. I will send you out there so that your ministry can reach the masses, just like the Lord Jesus told me. He said, start this ministry right here in Jerusalem and then Samaria and then guess what? Even unto Judea and then further unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Thank you, woman of God, Tanya Bankston. Looking forward to having you come back. I thank each and every one of you beautiful people for tuning in and supporting this ministry broadcast. Please feel free to go to my Fire Facebook page, pull up the archives, listen, share them with a friend. I'm on Twitter where my ministry Fire Gospel Experience archives are also Ron E. Jefferson 60. Amen. Or you can go to YouTube, Ron E. Jefferson on YouTube, and you'll see my Fire Gospel Experience. This is a God-anointed ministry, and I want you all to be blessed. So until next time, I love you in Jesus. It's not nothing you can do about it. I leave you with this final word, talking about friendships. Friendships are proven, not just promised. Amen. So if they keep making these promises and they keep coming up empty like blank checks, guess what? That's not your real friend. A real friend does more than just talk about it. They be about it. So next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord Jesus. I leave you with man of God, Michael White. Amen. God, dear God, we thank you. We praise you. Let your mercy speak to those souls that need the healing and the tender intimacy that only you can provide. So until next time, y'all be blessed in Jesus. Love you, praying for you. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love me back and pray for me, because I'm going to do it anyway. Y'all be blessed always.
Lord, we come to you, no other place we can go. Lord, we call to you, no one has to go but you. We leave our
time.